exhale, friends. We come together again today to talk about fear. Fear is of man. Fear is not of the Creator. It's true, we experience fear in the body, but it's born of perception and judgment. It's not something that comes from source energy, from the Creator itself. You see a situation or a person and you judge that situation or person as good or bad, as someone to embrace or to fear. But it's a choice that you make. If you choose to fear, then you cut off anything else that can happen. So fear is not something to give in to, but to acknowledge and look beyond. It's not that there will never be a situation or an individual that you need to be afraid of, because it's true they can hurt you sometimes. But sometimes we fear where there's no reason to. We let our biases and judgments interfere with our ability to see all through loving source vision. We forget that we're all one together, and that all we see is just another aspect of self. You can look upon something that in theory is terrifying, but simply regard it as such and not feel the fear associated with that. When things are uncertain, it's more critical than ever to step back. And pass no judgment at all. Regard it as merely happening. If you can be of service, fine. If not, you need to move away quickly. Focus only on that which creates, that which loves, that which embraces. Focus not on things that bring you pain and heartache. Humanity becomes stuck in those places and can't move on and remember who they are. And that can no longer happen. People will continue to do what they do. There's nothing you can do about that. Each one of us has the right to live as we desire. The only choice is our focus on ourselves or on other people. For in focusing on others, we also serve the self in the greatest way possible. The fear that we feel from the uncertainty of these days, while understandable, actually prevents us from moving in a direction that can solve things, that can bring things back into balance. We have to let go of that fear, align in source presence, align with who we are. Proceed from that standpoint. Proceed from that foundation. See all in remembrance of who we each are as individuated expressions of Source Energy. That's what we are. All of us. The fabric of space and time is all an expression of the Creator. There is no reason to fear. All is as it should be. Give none of it any meaning other than something to observe. The fear reaction is not useful. It impedes unity and oneness and reinforces the illusion that we are separate. It's in that acknowledgement of separateness that fear resides. Let it go. Let it go. Allow your alignment to let you rise in frequency. To that loving resonance in the unified presence, where no fear resides, no reason for it at all. Here we are all creators. Here we move forward in joy and in love. The day will come when fear will find no home with any. Fear will not dominate the thoughts and behavior of so many. Trust will become the basis of our interactions, love and understanding. Infusing everything we do. My friends, let go of your fear. You don't need it anymore. Those that are seemingly running amok, they're providing a window, the last look at what we don't want in this world, what has no place in our unity, in our family. That's all this is showing us what we don't want, showing that our only way forward is together. Letting go of the fear that has dominated everything about our lives. And surrendering to love. Because, my friends, that's all that really is. Is the love the Creator gave the universe upon its creation. the one became the many. Going forth in love and joy, experiencing the tangibility of life. Our greatest residence is in unified presence. It's our home. And it's where we all remain. We send you blessings of love and light.